News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Getting things started up here with Todd Thompson with the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Meg. How are you?
Good. A little Rolling Stones by request, sir.
Getting it started up.
Beginning of June. It's Monday.
Right.
This is the perfect song for this show,
right? Absolutely.
So if you had a good week, good weekend, enjoy this beautiful
weather. I mean, we got this nice Chamber of Commerce weather that we continue to have. And just enjoying that, getting out, going to the beach, playing a little golf, doing all
things are good. Yeah, the tourism is up and the weather, it certainly helps having it be this gorgeous.
Yeah.
I mean, the water this weekend at the beach was just crystal clear.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Gosh, it was beautiful. Yeah. I see you got your master's shirt on there, bud.
Yeah. So, got out, played a little golf yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That sounds good.
Yeah, it's good.
All right. So tell us about what's happening with the Chamber of Commerce. We're starting up a whole new month, summer.
Here we are.
The H season is here. Yeah, I don't say the word.
No. it's still not too bad yet.
Yeah. Well, you had a practice, right? This past week, they had some kind of a... a simulation deal over at the EOC for the hurricane season?
Yeah. So, that is important for people to, and if you get from the President's Desk newsletter that came out just a little bit ago, it's got some information about hurricane season. It is important to make sure that you have a plan for your home and your business. Mm-hmm. Make sure you take care of those important documents, know where your insurance papers are, make sure you have the contact information for your agent, but also just have a plan for, if you do have to, shut down your business and your employees, are going to be in different places, how you stay in touch and
very
communicate
important.
With them. All of that's very important, but we've got a number of resources that we put on the email today that you can learn more about how to develop a good plan for your business and the things that you need to have. So
that's excellent. Perfect timing for that since it is June 2nd. If someone wanted to get on the newsletter, do they have to be a chamber member to be on the newsletter, or how does that work?
No, that's one of the things we do offer to the public. So if you want to be on our email distribution list, you can email news@PensacolaChamber.com, mm-hmm. and we will add you to that distribution list. So we have From the President's Desk that goes out every Monday. That's sort of my personal newsletter to be able to put in what
I've read it a few times.
Right.
Over the years. Yeah, you do a good job with it.
Thank you.
You really do.
We have member news that goes out every Friday. It has our events, announcements. But if you're a chamber member, you can send us your announcement or your event and we'll put it on member news, but that is only for members. You can get the email, but you can't put something on the email blast unless you're a member. And then every other Wednesday we do what's called the Chamber Circuit. And that's, similar. We announce our new members, updates on upcoming events and mm-hmm. that sort of thing.
No, those are all great publications because it kind of keeps you in touch with what's going on in the community. I sort of glance over them, to be honest, and just looking to see what are the highlights, what's happening. But it's very helpful.
Yeah, I mean, and how it is with emails. Sometimes mm-hmm. people miss them or they don't get a chance. So we try to put some different things out different days of the week just so hopefully people are able to see them and keep up with what's going on.
Well, I love the fact that you've got that upcoming hurricane information in your letter from the President. So that's great. That came out today.
Right.
So folks can access that today.
Yes.
Okay. So I guess you have kind of a boring week coming up from what you're telling me.
Well, it's never a boring week. And as you
I'm
know.
I'm so kidding right
as
now.
As you know, never say today's going to be a slow day or it's going to be easy this week
like
because that's when everything goes nuts. But
so true.
Right. But we do have a few things.
All kidding aside, they have a lot going on this week.
Yeah. So we've got a few things going on. Thursday evening, we have a joint business after hours with the Gulf Breeze Chamber, something we do every year about this time.
We've been doing that for a long time.
Yeah.
Because when I was president of the Gulf Breeze Chamber, which was back in like 2005-ish, at that time we had started that, and we've been doing it ever since, I believe. I mean, it's been a long time, but it's one of my favorite events because a lot of times you don't get to mix and mingle as we're trying to be this big community, but there is that bridge that separates us. And
right.
A lot of times business folks stay in their area or whatever. So it's such a great way to connect and network. It really is.
Yeah. No, it's an awesome event and always a lot of fun. So, so this Thursday evening from 5 to 7, we'll be at Living Waters Regenerative Medicine Center.
Ooh.
At 103 Nightingale Lane in Gulf Breeze.
Okay, so that's right in the proper, as they say, Gulf
right.
Breeze proper.
Right, so.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, it's just relaxed, you know, come get a little food, get a little drink, you know, network, we'll have door prizes. Yeah, it's just
maybe they'll have some door prizes for the Living Waters.
Yeah, maybe the host.
the host usually has
a few.
Yeah, so that's be timely right now.
Exactly.
that sounds like fun. Okay.
Yeah.
And something else this week.
Yeah. So we also have it's the first Friday of the month. So we have Good Morning Pensacola at Scenic Hills Country Club.
Mm-hmm.
Doors open at 7:30 for networking, and then program starts at 8. Buffet breakfast. It's always fantastic.
And you get quite a crowd there, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, we get about 120, 130 yeah. people. So
it's a lot of folks getting up early to network.
That's right.
It says a lot, and the breakfast is always good.
It's always good.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a speaker this coming, a program set up for this week?
Yeah, so Coastal Wildlife is our sponsor.
Great.
So should be interesting to hear what they have to say.
Yeah, that should be an very good program.
Yeah. So, I appreciate them and their support.
Mm-hmm.
So again, you can go on our website, PensacolaChamber.com, to register. We really prefer if you register so we get a good idea of how many people are coming and, you know, can manage that.
Again, that's an event for chamber members, but if you wanted to check it out, you could come as a non-member. Is that correct?
Yeah. So a lot of folks do that. You know, they'll come and check it out, and you know, we do get a lot of members, so that's one good way to connect and find out, you know, about what, you know, the chamber is all about.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, one of the benefits as a new chamber member is at Good Morning Pensacola, you get to stand up in front of everyone and do a 30-second ad basically about your business, what you do, where you're located, that sort of thing. So
that's great.
Kind of a good way if you're a new member to kind of kick off your membership and let people know, you know, who you are, what you're all about. And
I still think there's nothing better than in person.
Yeah, it's true.
I really do.
Yeah.
I mean, I know everything's technology now and digital and stuff, but I have, as you know, experience with chambers, and I just think being there in the morning, having breakfast, sitting with people. I always try to sit at a table where I don't know everybody.
Right.
Try to kind of push myself to, because you tend to sit with the people you know. So sit with people you don't know and really get to know everybody. And then you see these new folks coming in, the new members. Keep those business cards handy, I tell you.
That's right. Yeah, it's all about making connections.
I know everybody's using QR codes now and all that good stuff, which is great, but still, nothing better than shaking somebody's hand and meeting them and seeing them eye to eye.
Right.
I still think that's the best way to network.
Yeah, it really is.
And so the breakfast is fun.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a lot of fun.
It's worth getting up for.
Right. Yeah. So.
Okay. So we got the business after hours Thursday night, the breakfast Friday. There's more to come this month. So we're going to come back with Todd Thompson, who is the president and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, I should say, right here on Pep Talk. If you've got a question for Todd or about the chamber, you can text that in at 850-437-1620. And we'll be back right after the break. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. It's the Pensacola Chamber Connection. We have Todd Thompson here in the studio, who is the president and CEO of the Pensacola Chamber, talking about they have the business after hours this coming Thursday night, got the breakfast on Friday morning. But one of my favorite events is right around the corner.
That's right.
Tell us what it is.
Yeah. So we're gearing up for the 4th of July fireworks. So this will be the third year. The Greater Pensacola Chamber and Pensacola Young Professionals have teamed up to bring you the fireworks show.
Mm-hmm.
It's
exciting. I mean, it's
only a month away.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
I know.
It's pretty crazy. But,
I know, but it's such a fun event, and it's free.
Yeah, so you know,
the whole family, anybody can participate.
Come on down. You know, their Bayfront Parkway will be closed off starting and well. I'm going to have Anna Lochis with PYP, Pensacola Young Professionals, on in a couple weeks.
Okay,
so we're
going
to, you know, get more into the details. But, you know, Bayfront will be closed in the afternoon. And then you can come get your spot. We're going to have food trucks.
Oh, that's good. That's helpful.
Yeah, yeah. So food trucks, you know, probably some ice cream, snow cones, stuff for the kids as well.
So,
yeah, it's a great time. And, you know, just looking forward to it. There's a lot of work that goes into it, but we're excited to be able to do this again. You know, Sertoma did this for
years, I think.
And they came to us a few years ago and said, you know, we've done it for a while. And
it's expensive, too. The prices of fireworks have gone way up from the old days.
Yeah, and it's interesting. We have been in communication with our fireworks provider.
Pyro Shows is a great company, by the way.
Yeah, and you know, obviously everybody's talking about the tariffs and the impact. Mm-hmm. And they said, you know, we're not seeing anything yet for this year, but they are concerned about maybe next year.
I didn't even think about that. You're right.
So,
yeah.
So we're going to have a full show. No worries. It's going to be great. You know, just kind of things going on in the world sometimes impact us. But
well, that's good news to hear that it's not going to affect anything this year. And what night is 4th of July? When does it fall this
year? So it's a Friday night.
Oh, better.
Right.
It's so weird when it's on a Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah, it just kind of throws you off.
Yeah, but, so Friday, oh, perfect.
Right, kick off the weekend.
So what's your favorite place to watch the fireworks?
Gosh, you know, probably the best that I've ever experienced was from a sailboat, not far.
Oh, no doubt about
it. Yeah,
yeah,
right off the port, you know, but... you know, if you can't do that, you know, find a good spot on Bayfront. You mm-hmm. know, we're shooting them all from the Port of Pensacola, so that's sort
so
of
it's right centrally, right there,
center
in
point
the,
there.
Yeah,
right,
so
I know a lot. Like a lot of people now go up on the bridge. Uh-huh. Like they'll go on the walk path.
You could do that.
And they'll stay up there. And
I didn't think about
it.
That. That's a great idea.
Yeah, and they do the state Department of Transportation. They do a great job. You know, they light up the bridge red, white, and blue, and the colors change. So it kind of adds to the experience.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. And, of course, the Pensacola Beach, they're doing the fireworks as well.
Right.
So if you can't, for some reason, are out there, but you can't get back into town. What time are your fireworks? Are they 8:30, 9?
Right at 9.
9 o'clock, okay. Yeah. And usually there's a simulcast with Cat Country, I think.
Yeah,
our sister station usually
so
does the music
for it. I think they're working on the playlist as we speak to get that ready.
That's the coolest thing. We can see the fireworks and then they're in sync with the music.
Yep.
It's so fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course they play all the classic fireworks songs.
Right,
you know, Born in the USA and, you know, Lee Greenwood. I mean, everything that you think that would be even a little bit patriotic, they throw into the fireworks show, which is so much fun.
Yep.
It really is one of the fun things, and we always have good weather, knock on wood. It doesn't seem to be, Fourth of July always seems to be just right for the fireworks, so I'm excited that y'all are doing it again. I think it's very cool that we're getting the young people involved.
Yeah, no, it's a great...
You know, getting them involved in sort of that heritage of what's going to go forward now.
Right.
Passing it on from Sertoma to them. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, yeah, so no, it's a great partnership, and we actually have a meeting this afternoon to get the latest and greatest and, you know, really kind of... get full bore on preparations. But again, summertime's a little bit slower in general with our big events at the mm-hmm. chamber. So this allows us to focus on the fireworks show and making sure it's a great event for everyone.
Well, and then the week after that is all Navy Blue Angels.
Blue Angels,
Show and everything else. So the fireworks are kind of a nice kickoff for all of that.
Yeah, I mean, you really look at the first half of July, there's a lot happening.
A lot going on. You can't be bored in Pensacola.
If you are, then that's your fault.
I mean,
that's what I tell people.
You
really don't hear it anymore. You don't hear people saying, I can't find anything to do.
I know. Usually the problem is there's too much to do on the same night and trying to pick what to do.
Exactly.
It's hard.
Yeah, I always joke that, you know, once they figure out this cloning thing, you know, then we can do everything. But until then, it's tough.
AI hasn't gotten that far yet.
Right. Yeah.
So what is your favorite thing as a chamber of director throughout the year? You know, as president and CEO, you see everything because you've got the economy, the tourism. I mean, there's so many things that fall under your hat or the umbrella, so to speak. Do you have any part of what you do that's your favorite? I mean, what do you enjoy the most?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Because it's a hard job. I happen to have
first-hand
experience.
It's got its challenges. You know, I tell people that being able to be involved with all facets of our community, like you were saying, I mean, you know, we're involved, obviously, with businesses, big businesses, small businesses, education, healthcare, the military, you know,
your leadership classes. Yeah, which are
leadership
great.
Pensacola. You know, so it is really it's a blessing to be able to see our entire community and be involved with it, and hopefully address some of the challenges that are going on. You know, this past week, Mayor Reeves hosted a child care summit, and this is something that I hear about quite a bit.
Right.
You know, ever since since COVID, it seems like, you know, the child care situation has just gotten worse. And so, you know, the mayor brought in a group of probably about 40, 50 community leaders to, you know, talk about, you know, our experiences, what we're seeing, you know, what are some of the resources out there, and how can we try to address this. So it's kind of the first step in what we can do and start formulating a plan. So those are the sorts of things that I get to work on that I really enjoy, and I, you know, they impact the community in a positive way. So that's, you know,
and it's so nice when you see an initiative like that, and then a year or two down the road, something that comes out of that that benefits everyone. There really is a sense of satisfaction with that.
Yes, I get
that.
And these things do take time.
No doubt. Talking with Todd Thompson, he's president and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more about the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce and what's happening here in Pensacola. Welcome back to Pep Talk and the Pensacola Chamber Connection, here with Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Just a couple minutes left. I guess we could recap some of the events this week. You're kind of busy week.
Yeah.
You're starting June off very busy.
We're kicking it off.
Man.
So, so Thursday evening, we have our joint business after hours with the Gulf Breeze Chamber.
Fun.
Yep. 5 to 7 p.m. At... make sure I get it right. Living Waters Regenerative Medicine Center at 103 Nightingale Lane in Gulf Breeze.
That's right in the proper. If you just go down 98 across the bridge, and it's on the right-hand side. So Nightingale's right there. You can't miss it.
Yep. Always a great time. And then Friday morning, we have our Good Morning Pensacola breakfast at Scenic Hills Country Club, sponsored by Coastal Wildlife. So it's a great opportunity to network. Doors open at 7:30. Program starts at 8:00. Great breakfast, great people. So, you know, we do ask you register in advance. So you can go on our webpage, PensacolaChamber.com, and do that. Mm-hmm. And rocking and rolling.
You have over 100 people come to the breakfast.
Yeah.
And I know at the business after hours, you'll probably have a good 50 to 100 people as well.
Yeah.
Because it's two chambers.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's going to be a busy week.
Right.
Do you ever sleep?
Oh, yeah.
I know you have time to play golf occasionally.
There you
right?
go. Sneak that in every once in a while.
Right. So then mark your calendars, too, for July 4th, Friday night. Going to be Pensacola fireworks.
Yep.
Again.
Very excited.
And you said you're going to bring someone from Pensacola. The Young Professionals are partnering with this year?
Yes. So third year we've partnered with Pensacola Young Professionals. So we'll have Anna Loaches, who's their president. She'll be on in a couple weeks. We'll talk about fireworks, the relationship between the Greater Pensacola Chamber and Pensacola Young Professionals, all the things we do together, and just all the great things happening in our community.
So I guess we should say, if you're interested in joining the chamber, what do people need to do?
Who
would they contact to do
that? Yeah, Willa Licata is our membership guru. So you can call us at 475-4999 or go to PensacolaChamber.com to get more information. And we'll get you everything you need. We want everybody to be a member of the chamber. There are a lot of great benefits, just making those connections.
How many members would you say you have now? How many businesses?
We're just over 1,100.
Wow. Yeah. What a great way to connect.
Oh, yeah. And the vast majority of them are small businesses. So
that's true. Yeah, especially in this area. I mean, you've got the big guys like FPL, Florida Power, some of the others, of course, and they're very active in the community as well.
Yep.
But you do have a lot of the small, like mom and pop businesses that are the heart of our community.
Exactly.
So that's a great thing, too.
Yeah.
Okay, about 30 seconds left here, Todd. Anything you want to mention we haven't talked about?
Ooh, wow. I don't know if I can do that in 30 seconds. But again, you know, you can check us out on Facebook, Instagram, PensacolaChamber.com.
Get on your mailing list.
Yeah, you can get on if you send us your email at news@PensacolaChamber.com. You can get on our email distribution list and you know, we invite you to join.
Yes, it's a great chamber. We have great chambers in
this area. We do.
So joint business after hours Thursday night, breakfast Friday. Where do they go to find out about all these things or to register?
PensacolaChamber.com.
All right, Todd, thank you so much for coming in on a Monday morning, beginning of June. It's going to be a busy month for the Pensacola Chamber.
That's right. Thanks,
Meg.
Thank
you. You can find all this on the Chamber Connection when you go on our website at Pep Talk, and you'll see this podcast.